The Gemara, we are still Masechet Yevamos, Ayin Ches, on the very top of the page, where Rabbi Yehuda made a comment. So he said here that. According to Rabbi Shimon, only boys are not girls by Mitzri. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to us, makes no difference, boys and girls, because he says that the Torah counts as the fact that he gave birth, no matter who he gave birth to. And Rabbi Yechina said, for Rabbi Yehuda, if he wouldn't have found this pasuk that allowed him, that a mitzri, a male, should be able to marry a mitzri, said that a mitzri girl is also just as much a mitzri male, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, a second mitzri would never get married. Why not? Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds, not like we hold. We hold that a kol is only Yisrael. A ger is not part of the kol. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a ger is also part of the kol. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, then a mitzri, a second mitzri, will never be able to marry anybody to have a third child, because he'd not allow you to marry mitzris. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's a proper yid. Says the Gemara, we learned yesterday, no, Rabbi, we can say, not a problem, really, even without this, we could have said, of course you're not allowed to marry mitzris. But if he did, the child is kosher. And for the Gemara, I'm not happy with that. And that's what Rabbi Yechon said, if not for this shot, you'd be stuck. You know, because you don't find any way to tell you to give you a remedy of how to do something when the only way of doing it is by doing something wrong. That if he did an Aveda, the Teda would not talk about it. So what do you mean he wouldn't talk about it? That he mamzer. The whole din of a mamzer is the parents did misbehave. And yet the kasuv kra, the Teda talks about a mamzer. So Gemara says, well, the E leads to the kasuv. When the E comes to teach you that something is asr, then of course the Teda will tell you. But to tell you if he did something wrong, and this is the benefit from it, that the Torah would not tell you. What do you mean? If somebody takes back his wife, he divorced her, she married somebody else, and then he takes it back, the children are kosher. Over there, the Torah talks about it and tells you a heter that the children are not mamzerim, they're kosher. And the kosher, and yet the Torah writes, even the E, he did something wrong, and a heter. Again, we say, Hasam, over there, the primary purpose of the pasuk was Mishum Iker Isuruhu, the kasher. The Torah is trying to tell you the Isa taking back Yerusha. Why? By the way, but the children are kosher. But so therefore, if not for Rabbi Yehuda finding the pasuk, a basis, that there's no difference of male or female by mitzri, if he wouldn't have found that, then we've been stuck because the mitzri can never extricate himself from his situation.
What's the generosity that we are allowed to come in?
Why are they all part of Kol Geirim, part of Kol?
We're saying in Amoyni you can't come in at all. Right? Yeah. Yes, so we're going to let you in third generation. Couldn't come you, they can't work. Only with a female, not a male.
No, so that's what Rabbi Yechon says. Now that Rabbi Yehuda found the pasuk. When it comes to a mitzri, there's no difference on a male or female. So then a mitzri sheni can marry a mitzri sheni, and then the third one will be kosher. That's what he's saying. Otherwise, he'd be stuck.
Right, good. Do we go after the father? Or
that's what Holger Gemara will talk about in a minute.
Because like if a mitzri marries a medomi,
we'll talk about it in a minute. That's today's Gemara. Okay, let's start today's Gemara. Talk about what we learned. If the Torah would have said, bonim asher yivoldu lehem, talking about a mitzri, say the children that they will have. It says, but your children, well, yeah, what do you have to say? Generations. And the im nemadoida, since you need generation to tell you the third generation is kosher, lom nemadoida, why say bonim children? So you must look at this. Im nemadoida, before it said just children, but nemadoida wouldn't have mentioned all generations. You would have thought that you had three children, not three generations, three children. Ben Rish and Vashani Yasa, the first two children are Yasa. Shlishi Mutter, the third one is Mutter. The Kach Nemet says Doida, generation, or third generation. But if it only say Doida, so it wouldn't say Bonim, but Bonim, I would have thought three generations starting from the first generation. That means not including you. Wow. Starting from the first generation. You're not the first generation. You're the father. Starting from your children, and then their children, that means your great-grandchildren are the ones who come Mutter. Not your grandchildren. Oh, another word. That's later. I would have thought that if they wouldn't have said bunny, I would have thought the Abish is talking to people and saying, look, the first two generations of Mitzim are Asir. And then third generation, then whoever's born, then the whole Mitzi situation is over. It's only now. That's right. Yeah, true. But I mean, but the only first generation of Mimotu. Yeah, Rashi. Rashi starting from All the Torah could have said is ben shlishi yavei. Oidoy shlishi yavei level. Look at the body. Say, but what is it bonim for? So we say because it would have said bonim without date as our third child. Ger mitzish and oldu loy shlishi bonim. He had three sons. Lachash and his guide after he converted. Had ben orishin v'shein yeh osir first and second no good v'hash shlishi mutter. The kach different name. It says doy rois lashmin and chol bonim asudim. The bonim mutter and his grandchild mutter. Im nem, it would have said der shlishi lo nem bonim. It would have said the third generation, and would not have said bonim. Ha yisir, I would have said that lo oisam yisir elim ha einim al hasina hu imri. They were just talking to those in hasina. Der shlishi shalachem yavoylem kol. It's vice from the beginning, but hasina itself, the third generation will come into the kol claim. Bachem ubev nechem asudin mitzri ve'edvemi. You, your generation and your children's generation is forbidden. Abu bebenev nechem, but your grandchildren mutarim. Umisham vahala mutari mitzim afil geirishin. From then on in, the Isa is gone. Say more about it. It says in the pasuk, "Boni mashiv oldu lohem to them." So the ayin chesam rabba 10 lines on top. The kach nema bon. Okay, lohem. It says in the pasuk, lohem and mehem mona. It says the word lohem. So we dash in mehem mona. That what? That you count from the person themselves. The first generation is included in the three generations. So the mitzi who converted the generation number one, his children generation number two, the grandchildren are mutter to love the bekalashev. I had a yomin hamitzi who said, me and my son and my grandson. Rashi mehem mona hu dishin b'noi sheini ben b'noi mutter. It says also lohem. It says twice in the pasuk lohem. It says b'noi yavod lohem. Toshishi yavod lohem. Why? What's the second lohem to teach you? Holach acha psulim. If you have two mitzi marrying each other, one mitzi is a sheni and the other mitzi is a rishon, doesn't care if it's a male or a female, you always go after the one that's worse. So the child that's born is considered as if it's born from a rishon, and therefore the child itself is a sheni. We don't say, oh, the child is born from a sheni, and therefore he should be a shlishi. You look acha psulim. You go after psulim.
So in other words, if you've got a mitzi shlishi marrying a sheni, it goes back to sheni.
Exactly right. Exactly. Rashi heard the Chachapsula and today lahem ksivi mashma seen holach lef achrem the imnit mu b'kshedim if they mix up b'kshedim go mitzi shenasi seilis if a mitzi marries a yisraelis the yisrael shenasi mitzis holach achrem go after them b'avla pasad der shlishi. Right now the Gemara learns pshat and we'll soon see that right in the beginning the Gemara later will learn pshat. The right now we're talking about not a mitzi sheni marrying a mitzi rishon but rather a mitzi marrying a yisrael bas yisrael. So you would think the mother's a Bas Yisrael. Kamash l'anov, you look, holach acha psulim. If the father is a mitzi, the kid is treated like a mitzi. Whatever generation the father is, the kid is the next generation. Pazirishin, the kid is a sheni. Okay, says Gemara, the itzich l'michtav lehem. You just said that when the first lehem is teach you that what, that the father is included, the itzich l'michtav ashi yivoldu. And you ought to say that they give birth. Why do you say, because Rachman Ashi Yevoldu, for only to say Ashi Yevoldu, give birth, I mean, a Mibneim, that you start counting the generations from the first, from the children, so the children of the first generation, the grandchildren of the second, and the great grandchildren of the third. Kosher Rachman Lohem, to them, I mean, they're included. Because Rachman Lohem, so let's just say the Lohem. Havmin, I would have thought, Mitzris Mu'uberesh and his guide, I would have thought that if a Mitzri converts with a baby in a womb, he, Ubnochad, that baby is still part, since she's together with the babies, with the mother, is considered part of the first generation. So therefore, in this case, the grandchild will be generation two. Because Rachman Asher Yevoldu, as long as when they were born after the Megayed, so they're a second generation. So the baby in the womb is considered a second generation. Rashi. Lehem, the Yitzchak Lemitzvah Lehem, the Mashem, the Mehem money, you count them, including the Yitzchak Lemitzvah Yivoldu, the Leitema, Yivoldu, Mibneim. You shouldn't say, born from the kids, money, count the Kosher, Kroy, Dodi, Stida, Lemuzachit Yitzchak. Kosher, Manash, Yivoldu, Lemem, the Choleda, any birth, the Megadus, the Elech, any birth that took place after the Gadus, Chashbin and Choda Dodi, we considered it one Dor. Chashbin Choda Dodi, we considered it one Dor. Yeah, that's right, the first dirt, dirt number one. So even though that the mother converted with the baby inside the womb, since the baby is born afterwards, he's already generation number two. Actually, mother. Itzach l'michtav lehem hocha. Over here it says, boni mashi voldu lohem. Itzach l'michtav lehem gabi mamze. By mamze, it says, lo yovi mamze gal Hashem. Gam do erasiri lo yovi loy bekal Hashem. What's the loy? Why here it says loy? And here's his lehem. Over here, if we tell you what only said by Mitzri, I would have thought Hocham should have born Metipa Psula. If I wouldn't have known Mamzer, I would only Mitzri. I would say by Mitzri is a problem because since comes from a Tipa Psula by Mitzri, the mother was a Chamitzri. Therefore, they're all lost. Ava Mamza, the Mamza comes from a Yiddish mother. She's a Torah, even though she committed an Aveda, but she's a Torah. The Bom Metipak Sheda comes from a Tipak Sheda. A Malay, I would have thought, doesn't pass on to a few generations. If the Torah were written by a Mamza, why is it also a few generations? Mishum, the ain't all over the call. La'ila. Never can join back to the Jewish nation. Ava Locha. Over here, Eima Loi Tzicha. If you need it, Rashi Loi Gav Mamzer Lememra Holach Achab Psula. He teaches you by Mamzer, you go after the Psul. Shim Nosik Sheda Benoy Mamzer. We have Lahem by Mitzi tell you that if a Mitzi marries a Bas Yisrael, the child is considered a Mitzi, whatever generation. And if a Mamzer marries a Bas Yisrael, the child is a Mamzer. Why need to leave by both? If you say by Mitzi, Madach Lecheda Mitzi, which is a much weaker Aveda, yet we know that you go Halach Achab Psula. So surely. By Mamzer, which is a Halech Achab Sule. So explain, there's a Maila and a Chsar in each one. Why? Because by a Mamzer, the Cholapachas mit Tipak Sheda comes from a Yiddish mother, Mi Yisrael Toy. The Mamzer himself comes from a Yiddish mother. So therefore, I would have thought that if he lived in the Bas Yisrael, the child doesn't necessarily have to become a Mamzer. Because Mamzer himself is not so bad. And vice versa, if he comes to a only a mamzer because it's never mutter, therefore the child goes after the psul by mitzi. Since eventually even the mitzi himself becomes mutter and the mother is a yid, maybe everything should be all right. Talking about right here, Amar Rav Chanan v'Yechanan, mitzri sheni shenasa mitzi shena. If a mitzri who is a sheni married a mitzi who is a first, what's the din of the bna? According to this version, not like we said before, is a sheni, but according to this version, shlishi. At the previous Gemara, when the Gemara Zahalach Achab Sula is talking about a Mitzri's marrying a Bat Yisrael. But if a Mitzri marries a Mitzri, and then we do, you follow the father. Doesn't matter what the status of the mother is, doesn't matter, you always follow the father. That's his opinion. Alma Kasava Basa Dede Shadim, you always follow the father. Most of the people except Tarfa Nomer, Tarfa Sula, Yechaylin Mamze Eden Mutayrat, but if a Mamze wants to tire himself, how? Ketzad. If a Mamze wants to clean his family, what does he do? No, you say Shivcha, he marries a Shivcha, a maid. And what happens to the children of the maid? We know they belong to the maid. They don't belong to the father. Havlad Eved. Vlad has a din of an Eved. Then Shichrei. What you do is you free this Eved. You set him free. So now he's a Megay. He's a full-fledged Yid with no father. Nimtzeh ben Chayin. So that's how you cleanse a Mamzer. Alma. So what do we see from here? You don't go after the father. You go after the mother. Alma Basa Didasha Dinle. What do you tell me by Goyim? You go after the... What do you say, by these Yisurim? You go after the father, that's why Mitzri. If the father is a Sheni, the mother's a Rishon. We say that the child is a Shlishi because you go after the father. Here we see a Mamza goes and marries a Shivcha and you go after the mother. So the mother, what are you comparing? Shiny Hassan by Shivcha is different. It's a Fesha Pasik. Domakro, it says in the Pasik that if the master gives a woman to this Eved, who does it belong to? Ha'isha v'yiladeh, tiya ladina. That it belongs to the master. It's a Fesha Pasik, not to the father. That's different. It's in Islam. But everywhere else, it goes after the father. Rashi.
So that is an
exception.
An acceptable manner of.
Yeah.
The Mamzer himself is stuck, but he's.
The Mamzer, yeah.
Theoretically, if he wants to, try to.
How to clean himself?
Cleanse the generations, it should be a sheikh. It's a marriage sheikh. I'm telling a sheikh, it's figurative. It's a marriage sheikh. And then the kid converts, he's okay.
Yeah, but we can't tell people to do that.
I know you can't.
Yeah.
Just because the mum's doesn't mean he's not a
Yerushalayim.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Let him invite a mum's a Talmud Chacham before a cotton, a coin Lamoritz.
In theory, I want to go for Mr. Stafford for my future.
We'll soon see a very interesting thing the Gemara says about a mum's, which is interesting. Okay. Tell me that by Goyim we go after the father. This is what you mentioned a few days ago. Moshe Rav has a question. We learned a few days ago that Amar Rav Yude Minyamin Ger Mitzri Hayili Chave Minyamin the Mitzri Sheger was a friend of mine. Mitamidei Rabbi Akiva. He was a Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Amar he once made a comment. Ani Mitzri Rishon. I'm a Mitzri Rishon. Venosati Mitzri Shoyin. I will marry Mitzri Shoyin. Osi livni mitzvah. I'll make sure that my son marries a mitzvah shniya. It sounds like that his son also has to marry a mitzvah shniya. As if to say, but if the son would have married a mitzvah shniya, then the grandchild wouldn't help. When we wouldn't help, you just said you go after the father. Who cares what the mother is?
Set according to the early
No, he doesn't. We just, Rabbi Yechon just said clearly, but Rabbi Bachan understood, that you always go after the father when it comes to these things. So who? What's wrong with the father, a mitzvah shniya, marries a mother, a mitzvah shniya? The kid will be a mitzvah shlishi because you always go after the father.
So who was it that said halachah psulon?
Psulon over there was talking about, Gemara said it's not a stida because that's talking about if a mitzvah marries a bas yisrael. You would have thought the mother's a bas yisrael, the kid should be kosher. No, halachah psulon, you go after
the earliest, whoever's
worse. But not if a mitzvah marries a mitzvah. Kadesh, Bemini, all over call. Now, he's like that about sedation. If you can tell me, you go after the father, after the shaynami, then who cares if he marries a mitzvah shayna? Says the Gemara, Ha'omale Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan Taka said, when he heard this expression, he said, Latana to the Tana, who said his Braise, Tani, you made a mistake. Say that my son, Mitzi Shaini, should marry a Dishaina. Even though Dishaina, he never said that my son should marry a Shaina. You said it. Oh, you said it. You said it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's one version. Ki Yasa Ravdimi, Yamar Yechanan, Ravdimi came from Yisrael. And he said, Rabbi Yechanan, he said, Mitzri Sheini, should not some Mitzri the Sheina. He said, if a Mitzri Sheini marries a Sheina, Beno Sheini, you go after the mother. Not you go after the father, you go after the mother. Alma Basit Ime Shadinla, you go after the mother. And right now, the mother thinks, why? Because Ube Yerechimo, your child is like part of the mother. Rashi, yeah. We already had that discussion a few days ago. So yeah, the traces of Bahag says that even though Sancheret took care of Adam Mitzrayim, he brought him 40 years later, brought him all back. It's a possum. But the Bahag says, based on this Gemara, it doesn't look that way. No, it did not. I just traced the Fayim Vohem Bay just 2 days ago. Yeah.
They used to eat a lot of birds in
that day. Yeah. Right, Gemara. What? Omle by Zabayim. El Hod, Omle said, Hifrish, you're saying, Uba Yerechimai, yet Rabbi Yechanan, the same Rabbi Yechanan. So you said, Rabbi Yechanan, hold, you go after the mother, because Uba Yerechimai. Uba takes the child, goes after the mother. Rabbi Yechanan said, Hifrish Chatos Mubedes, you set aside a Chata that was pregnant. The older and gave birth, rotsa mischapebo. And the din is if you have a chatas, he set aside and got lost and he took another chatas. He found it, it's called a chatas that he was raising his chape, one of the five chatois, maces. You let it die. But if you set aside a chatas and the chatas was pregnant at the time, and then it gave birth, you have a choice now. Rotsa mischapebo, rotsa mischapebo. We don't say that one of them has to get killed. This is Rabbi Yechon saying. What's the logic of it? If you can tell me that the Uber is not part of the mother, so it's like two behemoths. It's like that you set aside the chatchila, not that one get lost. You set aside two. You said one is the chat, the other one will be just in case you're supposed to have the other one. So that over the other din is, you don't have to kill another one. Because like you made it tonight. Amr Abishah, he fished the chatchila, chreis, mischapa bacha, the shniya tida. Eli Amrit. Uber Yerechimahu, if you can tell me that the whole. It's not one that you have to kill. You don't have to kill.
You can't have enough of it. It's culture.
Do whatever you want with it.
Why you do deliberate kill, you stop feeding one. The other one you let go into.
While the
field, they get a move.
But then you can have enough from it
after. Now, the Iyamit Uber Yerechimu, you can tell me that Uber is Mamish part of the mother. Habile Vlad Chatas, this is considered one of the five Chatois is if afterwards, after you made a Chatas, there was a Vlad, and Vlad Chatas Lemisazel has to be killed. Is Lechayda Raya that Uber. So clearly, Rabbi Yechon hold that Uber Yerechimu, why by Mitzvah does he say you go after the mother? Ishti kills quite. Rashi. Rotz above is chapa v'lad yidah. She can wander about. Rotz chapa v'lad over here. She's the one who wanders about to get some movement. Then you do whatever you want. Yeah, Mishlemi ubelav yedechim. Mishumachi rotz above v'lad with chapa. You can have that. Be choshev b'shas afroshik behemah benaz. As if you set behemah b'shas ma'ise. Ablegi mafri bechatoy b'achar. As if you set aside two chatoy shim tevet. Achaz is chapa chavet. Tevet achaz is chapa chavet. If one gets lost, you bechapa the other one. Chemi v'lad chatos lemisa heicha the afrish behemah reikonis abe v'lad. And when do we say v'lad chat lemisa? Is only when you set aside the animal that was not pregnant and then fell pregnant afterwards. Then we say v'lad chatos has to be killed. Vashneer tira bichemnin and chata shechibra balal misa. One say has been killed. Also going to hifri chata of the. You said it's a chata got lost. He kri bachera zachta and you brought another one in his place. Vachani zachta you found the first one. Belay the hal as a gemar vaitir amalei. So he said back to him Abaye. So Abaye then said Avdimu didn't know what to answer. So Abaye said to him Dilma. He asked the question. And he then gave his own answer. Shiny hosom, maybe there's different. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, Asher Yivoldu. By mitzi, it says in the pasuk, Asher Yivoldu. Akos of Tobler, the Torah says, depends who gives birth. Who gives birth? The mother. So if the Torah says, here we go after the mother. Maybe that's what it is. Nothing to do with Uba Yerechimoy. Rashi, Beleida Halech Achere Eim. Omale, Sadimi said, you know what? Kakafna. He said, you, very eminent person. Chazisi, I saw your head. Beini Amudi, I saw your head between the pillars in the shul. Ki Amar Rabbi Yechon Lahashmaita, big shot. He said, "You're telling me that you just can't figure it out. You were there. You heard. You were there. See in a minute. You were there. You were there." Rashi, Kakafna Adam Choshev Be Amudi Heichad the Gazim. We learned Ki Amar Rabbi Yechon Mipi Hashmu Amar Tevloy Medaitoch. You heard it from Rabbi Yechon, not your own mind. Look at Tesis. Tesis Chazisa Lereisher Beine Amudu. Tesis says Pirush Rabach, not Abaye himself, means your Rebbe. The Matzinu Rabash Holach Luma Lifnei Rabbi Yechon Mshilik Suvus. Rabbi Taka went to Etzol to learn Rabbi Yechon. But look at Tesis Yishanim Lereisher Beine Amudu. If you look at the Yishanim in the left hand column there, Pirush Akuntis Abaye Shahoye Lifnei Rabbi Yechon. You hear this? So he understood the Tesis Yishanim understood the Rashi we just learned, and Abaye himself was there. I don't know if it's a Shaykh even.
Well, that's what he says here.
I know he says that. But Abaye, Abaye was a student of Rabbi Chizda and Avin.
Around 250.
No, when did Abaye, when was Abaye born?
Abaye
was around
340.
Yeah, so how's it possible? Abaye was three generations later. His Rebbe was a Rabbi. The Tesis said that Rabbi did go to Rabbi Yechon. And Rabbi only lived 40 years, which means Rabbi Yechon did live very close to Abaye. Rabbi died at the age of 40. He had more Rosh Hashanah. So, and Rabbi raised Abaye, and Rabbi was Abaye's teacher. So Abaye maybe might have been 20 years younger than Rabbi. So maybe it is possible somehow. How? When was Abaye in Eretz Yisrael? Yeah, exactly. So interesting. Tame lemetzinu. That he doesn't went. He said, we never find any reference all about Eretz Yisrael. No, it doesn't. They're not bothered with the years, how the years work out. So he said, good taste, it was Rabba. But he learned from Rashi, there was a Abaye himself. Well, he back to your mother. Tell you what, right?
But we can answer like you said.
Rava said, Nochris me uberesh, and his guide. That's what Tesis says. That's not a problem.
Yeah,
but Rav Dimi said, I saw you in the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. No, that's what Tesis says. But the Tesis Shem understood Rashi, that Rashi's saying, you were there. You know, you smart Alec. You made believe it was your question, your answer, but you were there. You heard Rabbi Yechon Taka say that. I forgot. But don't pretend as if you figured it out on your own. That's what he's telling him. He's giving him a chelik. Exactly. Al-Hodah, what Rav said, Nochris mu'beres, a pregnant woman, she is gaira. That was that megaya. B'no ein tzor tefila. If you hold her ube lav yerech imoy, then how come if the mother goes to the mikveh when she's pregnant, the child doesn't need a separate mikveh? Amay tzor tefila. V'chitem, if you can tell me Rabbi Yitzchak, you can tell me the reason, because Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amr says. Rabbi Yitzchak, I'll tell you, Rubi mak v'chayt, Rubi shein mak v'chayt, you can tell me, because Rubi shein mak v'chayt, and therefore it's not a chatzitza, it's as if the baby went to the mikveh. Not the vart, it's called ube yerech imoy, but it's as if they went to the mikveh. But l'chayt, ha-homer av-kana, lo-shan l'rubi, only majority, I will cool it, chayt, everyone agrees. That if the entire body is covered, is blocked, it's a chatzitza, so the baby is blocked entirely. So the answer, shiny uber. Uber is different. The hainu levise, that is the way it grows inside the mother's womb. So it's like one, so therefore it's not a chatzitza, not because uber yerechimoy. In this case, not a chatzitza, because it needs the mother's body for it to grow. So therefore it becomes like its body for mikveh. Yeah. Exactly. This is what you asked before. When it comes to Goyish nations, we look after the man. Not like by Eden we go after the woman, by Goyim we go after the man. These Gairu, if they converted, then when it comes to yuchsin halech acha pogum shibishneim, when it comes to the megaya, we look at the worst of the two parents, and that's what we give the, that's what we attribute to the child. But umas, now the word lives out. But umas halacha chazach, when it comes to the nations, we follow the male, which nation is the Ketanya. We learn, it says in the Pasik, you know that you're not allowed to leave the Kanani alive. What if a goy lives with the Kananis, ben, and has a kid? How do you know Shatara Shaylik knows about Evan? How do you know you're allowed to buy him as an Evan? Shanem, it says, the gam ibn hatishav magarimachim, those who live amongst you. Now, who lives amongst you? The women is the one generally who lives, continues living in the same place. The man is the one who wanders about, and he comes and joins the woman. So, the ibn hatishav magarimachim will be the wife. She comes from amongst you. Is mehem tikni, from them you could buy your avodim. So Yochav thought, I feel like echem a kanani shavu alachem and umas. A Kanani has a relation with one of the Ummas. So Hailid Ben had a kid, after the show, he's allowed to buy his Nevid. Tamalem actually, Hailidu Ba'azchim, birth in your land. If it would been a male Kanani, then probably he would have married a girl from another place and he would have moved over there. So they're not to shove him in your land. And therefore, it says, so therefore, I may go after the male. Rashi. This guy who holds a pogrom in him, in your yuchs. Lach echem no mes, ein no mes shiva um mes, ein no bchal ze chayik on the sham. If let's say if one of the if one of the as other nations, not the Zainumis, because Zainumis not let them live, so don't talk about it. But one of the other nations marries a girl, local girl, you're allowed to buy the son as an Eved. Why? I, the son, is the mother is a Kanani, because the father is not a Kanani. He says, if you have to kill the son, you're allowed to buy him as an Eved, because you go after the male. But if the father was a Kanani and the mother was not, we will not buy the son as an Eved, because you have a mitzvah, you have a chiv, Allah is a chayik on the shamah. So therefore you go after your father, the father's a Kanani, and the son's a Kanani. How can you let him go? And then he comes to visit his father. Obviously they got divorced later and they come to live with the father. Derech isha lives. Generally a woman lives where she is, but derech isha legalis. Usually the woman stays put where they come from, and it's the man who comes to move to the town of the woman. It used to be in those days. So if somebody's born in Etzisrael, surely the mother is Zayin Umis. Born elsewhere, Vada Ima Mishar Umis. Umis style makes sense. When the person when the father's a Kanani. Okay, so that explains we go after the father always. But how do you know that if they're Megaya, you look at the worst, whichever the worst psul, and that's what you pass on to the children? Says the guy who what are we talking about? If a mitzi marries an amoinis, and what? And you say the children get the worst one. Which is the worst one? So if it's a girl, had it been an amoini, be mut. So we say to the girl, you're like a mitzi, and therefore she's aser. Is my. My pogrom's name is what's the pogrom's name? Amoinis. By saying pogrom shibish neim, it sounds like you're saying it's both bad, but one is worse. By if she's a girl and the mother's an amoinis, there's nothing wrong. She's totally mutter. So there's no pogrom shibish neim. It's not worse, one worse than another. There's nothing wrong. If the mother if the mother was an amoinis, the kid is 100% kosher. Marry koyin we had before. That's not called because amoinis. There's no psul there. Yeah, but what do you mean halach acha pogum shebeneihem? You say you go after pogum shebeneihem. You know, if there's two, they're both bad. You go after the worst one. If a mitzi married an amoinis, there's no pogum shebeneihem. There's only one pogum here. Where's the other pogum? By girl. If the child was a boy, okay. But the child is a girl. What's the pogum shebeneihem? So, if the child is a boy, then could be he's an Amoini, and Amoini is Asr, and the Mitzi is Asr. The question is, which is worse? Mitzi is only two generations, Amoini is La'elam, so therefore we make him an Amoini. That's the pogrom. They're both bad, Amoini is worse. But if it's a girl, Amoinis, there's nothing wrong. There's no pogrom Shebenehem. Exactly. So, no, but then there's a wrong wording, pogrom Shebenehem. Pogrom Shebenehem means they're both bad, one is worse.
So what's the begam?
Yeah, what's the begam on the mother's side here? Freddy Gemara. My pogum should be named. What's the pogum should be named? Isba. There's nothing wrong with a girl. I was talking about Amoini, a male Amoini, Shanosa Mitzis, who marries a Mitzis. Now, so let's look at each one. If it's a male, which is the worst for a male? Obviously, Amoini is worse for the male because it's forever. Hashad Yabasar Amoini. But in the Keva, if it's in a Keva, if we're going to go after the Amoini, she'll be totally free. So then, Shad Yabasar Mitzis, after the Mitzis.
So she has to have some sort of a
Pagam. That's it. We go after, when once the Magai, give him the worst. Why tack it that way? We had before the pasuk.
We'll say we'll make one shita. You go always after the mother, or you go always after the.
We had before the word lohem. From the memory had an extra word lohem. From the word lohem, we say halach achapsul. That's how we learn. You know, you go after the worst. Rashi. My pogs are named Mikum. Rashi's name Pogum. Melech the pogum is a harmoni. He's like Pogum. He did harmoni. He's a harmoni. He's not a girl. Ella harmoni. She doesn't exist. So the father's an harmoni. So he's a pogum because he's an harmoni, and his son is ruined. The Shneyem Pegumim, the Mitzis, the Shoina, Asur, is Asa, Izachru, Iavolem Zach, Yulam Zach, Shadibos Amoini, Vasalayam. Vim the Kavish Shadibos Mitzis, Vetia Mitzis Shneer, Vasul Isra, Asisra, Veloy Tishdaya Bos Amoini, Listeril Alta, Mishum Amoini, Kadamoini. Say more right, Mishnah. Mam Zaydin, Unisinin, a Mamzer, and a Sinner, Isurin is Asur, Asa, Visur Israelam. Echasran the Kavis. We had before him already a Rover who changed his mind twice, whether an Asinner is after the Megayah, are they still Osir, Mahatayda? Or once the Megayah, the Mutter Mahatayda, it's only Rabbanu because of Melchizedek, because of Susan Gemara, they misbehaved. Says the Gemara, Omer is Shalaki. So Rav himself in the Gemara changed his mind, agreed with Avsheshes, that on the scene is Osir Mahatayda, even after the Megayah. But in this Gemara here, the Gemara is going to say that actually it's only the Rabbanu, and actually that's the Halacha. Omer is Shalaki, Mamzeres, Lachra Sorodoyri Mutteres. It's very interesting. The Shalaki says that a Mamzer is Osir La'olam. But a Mamzeres is mutter after 10 generations. The pasuk said by a mamzer gam doyra siri lo yovelo bekal Hashem. All the pasuk 10 generations. How do we know that he beyond 10 generations to Lossif? We can learn it from a mitzi. A mitzi also it says that, sorry, a mayni mayavi, it says gam doyra siri lo yovelo hem ad oilam, forever. So just like by a mayni it says 10 generations, then it says ad oilam, so gzere shav also it says 10 generations by mamzer ad oilam. But what do we know about a mayni mayavi? Only a male, not a female. So where you need to learn from Amon and Moab, we're going to limit it to what they're also to, male and not female. So therefore, after 10 generations, a mamzer is a mutter. Says the Gemara, he explains. Yali fasira siri mamayini meyovi malahal in the cave mutter. Once you learn from there, just like in the cave mutter, avkan in the cave mutter. Very Gemara, malahal miyad avkan miyad. If you can learn from there, let's say it's mutter straight away, 10 generations, a girl mamzer should be mutter straight away. Nein. Ki ahandi gzeh reshova si beelech. Till generation, I don't need the gzeh reshova. So fasik, a mamzer shouldn't come. A mamzer means mumzor, was a chilgam mayor of female. But after generations, a gzeh reshova, therefore you can't learn more than gzeh reshova. Males and not females. This Mishnah says here, "Asudin v'Yisun Yisur Oylam Echad Zuchadim Echad Nekevus." Like Kasha, our Mishnah Taka will argue. Hakem Mandam, our Mishnah holds Doin Mina. Sorry, the Shlokis holds Doin Mina Umina. You learn from Gzeir Shabbos somewhere else, and you learn all the dinim exactly like there, and just like over there, only males and females. Over here also, by Mamzes, Mamzes, Mamzeres. And our Mishnah here holds Mandam Doin Mina Vuki Basra. You learn from the Gzeir Shabbos. Once you learn from there, over here you look at what it's over here, and what's Vuki Basra? That's only. Over here by Mamzer, no chil mer female, it's always awesome. Shalus Rabbi Lezer Mamzer, what they ask Rabbi Lezer, what does he say? A Mamzer is la'achar asar adorim ma'ar. Omer, he says, and look what he says here. Meyitin lider shlishi. Do you think it's possible to have a third generation Mamzerim v'atarenu? If you can find such a Matzias, I'll make them all tired. Why? Alma Kasov Rabbi Lezer holds Mamzer le'chaya. A Mamzer can't live. All Mamzerim die out. Amazing Gemara. And the more explains in a minute.
So then how can you...
One second. No, but it's impossible to go beyond generations. You still see what he explains that. Yeah, explaining it's impossible. One second. Rav Huna said the same thing, that like Rabbi Lezer, that Mamzeid, it's impossible that Mamzeid will not live. The Abish will make sure Mamzeid will live so that the Yiddish nation doesn't corrupt. This mission right here, what does this mission say? Asudin v'yisun Yisraelim, forever. And you tell me it doesn't go beyond three generations. Omar Abzaid explained how it works. This is how it works. It goes like this. If we know for sure that the Mamzeid and Chaydik live forever, why? Because nobody's going to marry them because everyone knows they're cautious. The Abish don't have to do anything to protect the Jewish nation. If nobody knows that Mamzeidim lechaye, they won't even live one generation because we don't want anyone to end up marrying their kids. What about the Yediva Leidia? Some people know about them, some people don't know about them. Is Atlos Adoydechai, till 3 generations, we let them live, because if you're going to marry, you're going to start doing investigations, and you're going to eventually find those people that know that these people are Mazedim, or you're going to hear some rumor, you're going to explore it. But eventually they'll be forgotten. Tfeilechaik, 3 generations, because not everyone knew anyway, and 3 generations will be forgotten. So the Eibishter is making sure that Mamzeidim don't get mixed up in the Jewish population. He'll kill them all. Ahu, there was a person, the Havi Beshevaisid Rabami, there was a person living in the neighborhood of Rabami, Achid is Allah, they made an announcement in the shul. Everyone should know the Mamzeid Havi, he's a Mamzer. Bochi cried, oh, you ruined my life, you called me a Mamzer. But Ozel Va'omele, and they came to him and said to him, what's Haksa Chaining? Chayim the Satilah. We gave you life, because the people who don't remember you're a mamzer, they will kill you because you might end up marrying a Jew. But now everyone knows you're a mamzer, they will let you live. So thank us. Rav Chana bar Ada says, Nesinim David Gozalayim, he says that Nesinim, not like Rav Rav Shesha says, Matoy, it's also, it's only with Rabbanim. And David was Gozer. Shanem, it says, what's the story? Quickly, I guess. There was a hunger in the land and everything else, and they were dying and they didn't know what's going on here. So the David Mel called in the Givonim. He's going to see what happened here. He said to them, Givonim, Loibni. So he said, you guys are not, don't behave like Eden. What's going on here? My time, Gozalim, the says, but he robbed me, David, there was a hunger in the land. Shalosh Shanim, for 3 consecutive years, there was a hunger in the land. And every year they tried something else. Shana Acha Shana, year after year. So Shana, the first year, Amalem, Shema, Oivda, Vajachavim, maybe you guys are idol worshippers. That's why there's a hunger in the land. The Chsiv, it says, Apazi, Vavadim, Elim, Achay, Vishavim, Lem, Azishmael, Yamat. It says, if you did not wait as other, it won't be any rain. But Kuvalay Matsu. Couldn't find it. Shania, the second year, Amalem, Shema, Oivda, Avedajim, maybe the Agila Royis is going on over here. The Chsiv, it says, Vayimon, Levivim, Malkus, Lohaya, the drop stopped and the rain, the hard rain stopped. Umetzich, Ishazain, Noilach. Okay, so maybe because of Azaina. No, but Kuvalay Matsu. Look, imagine. Eden was no Gila Reis whatsoever in time to do a Melech. No, Klal Yisrael. David, no, you'll soon see how he got to the Givonim. He's trying to work out why are we having suffering from this famine in Eretz Yisrael. What Aveda did we do that caused this to happen? So he went through first Aveda Zara, then he went to Gila Reis, and there's no Gila Reis then. Okay. Shlish is Amalem, Shabbat places up at Amish Chavein Oisin. Maybe in 30 years, maybe you guys are promising in public that you are giving, going to give to Tzedakah, and then you don't follow through. The Chsiv, it says another passage we had before already. The sea in Veruah Vegeshem Ayin, that the winds and the rain didn't happen. Why? Because Ish Mishalil Be Matashekah. People used to brag about these false matanas because they never gave it. They used to make, you know, by all these appeals, they gave these large donations and never carry through. But Kule Matu. That was, look at it, unbelievable. What's Tzedikim in those times? It'll be, must be that I'm at fault. Maybe because of me. He went to ask Pnei Hashem, who's Pnei Hashem? He went to ask Urmatumi. What's going on here? Why is there a drought in the land? My mashma, how do you see the word Pnei Hashem means Urmatumim? Okay, the word for Hashem. By Yemer Hashem or Shaul, and Abisha said to Shaul, Abisha had dummy. You know what happened? Because of Shaul, 2 reasons. First of all, because of Shaul. And second of all, because based on Alasher Hamis, Hagivainim El Shaul, because the Givainim killed Shaul. Hamis Givainim, because Shaul killed the Givainim. How did Shaul kill the Givainim? Because when he killed out the city of Noiv Ir Koyanim, Noiv Ir Koyanim used to donate bread to the Givainim. He killed the source of food. He killed them all. Now what's Pshat Shaul? Shaul Nisbekaloch. He died. They didn't masper him properly. Be'el Beis Hadamim Alasha Hamis Hagivainim, because he killed the Koyanim. Hechem Asir Shaul Hamis Givainim. Where did he kill them? El Motel Shaharak Noiv Ir Hakoyanim Shemaspik LeMayim Mazun Mayil, because as a Kesidah as Gila Hargit he killed them. Katov. What does it make sense? Katov El Shaul Nisbekaloch. You're demanding the honor of Shaul as such a great man, and then the Katov Alasha Hamis Givainim. Then you're demanding that Shaul did a wrong thing. Which one is it? In. The Omar Ish Lakish says, "My Chesiv." It says in Pasuk, "Baksas Hashem Kol Anvei Ored." David is such for all the humble people in the land. Asher Mishpatay, Paloi. Asher Mishpatay Shem Paloi. In other words, in the same time, we this Mishpat, we also remember his good things he did. We are broad enough shoulders that we will chastise you for the wrong you did and praise you for the good you did. What Shaul did good, we have to give him a husband. Give him 1 minute, Mendel. And what Shaul didn't do good, we will kill him. Omadavi Shaul Nafkulu Tracy, and I will stop here. One down right here. Team right here. Squad up.